Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in Somnath Swabhiman Parv and key spiritual events linked with it in Gujarat today. Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue opens in New Delhi. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia says the platform reflects the government's commitment to actively engage young minds in nation building. World Book Fair begins in the national capital. Over 1,000 publishers representing 35 countries taking part in the 9-day event. World leaders condemn Iran's violent crackdown on protesters as nationwide demonstrations continue to flare up. And in women's Premier League cricket, UP Warriors to lock horns with Gujarat Giants in Navi Mumbai this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Gujarat this evening on a 3-day visit. During his visit, the Prime Minister will attend several events, including the Somnath Swabhiman Parv. The 4-day Somnath Swabhiman Parv, celebrating the enduring spirit of the Somnath Temple, began on Thursday at the coastal town of Veerawal in Gir Somnath district. This parv marks 1,000 years since Mahmud of Ghazni's invasion of the Somnath Temple in the year 1026, and 75 years since its post-independence restoration in 1951. Our correspondent reports that the holy town of Prabhaspatan is all set to welcome Prime Minister Modi on this historic occasion. More from our correspondent.
The town of Prabhaspatan is draped in divine atmosphere as it prepares to welcome PM Narendra Modi. Lakhs of devotees from across the state and the country have reached Somnath to witness this historic celebrations. The town also witnessed a grand Palki Yatra yesterday, led by prominent sadhus and saints. Upon his arrival this evening, the Prime Minister will participate in the ongoing 72-hour continuous Omkar Mantra chanting, a spiritual exercise involving thousands of Rishikamas. Later, the PM will witness spectacular mega drone show by more than 3,000 drones at the temple premises. The drone show will narrate the saga of temple's historic journey of resilience. The state government has ensured elaborate arrangements including the grand lighting and enhanced facilities for the pilgrims. This Swabhiman Parv serves as a reminder of the countless sacrifices made to defend the temple, ensuring its glory continues to inspire the cultural consciousness of future generations. With Rajesh Bajgotar from Somnath, this is Aparna Khund, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
The ongoing Somnath Swabhiman Parv at the first Jyotirling in Gujarat is not just a spiritual gathering, but a celebration of India's ancient scientific wisdom. The observance has been conceived not as a remembrance of destruction, but as a tribute to resilience, faith, and civilizational self-respect. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia today said that the pivotal role of the country's youth is essential in shaping the nation's future. Addressing the inaugural ceremony of Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 in New Delhi today, Mr. Mandavia said the dialogue encourages the young leaders to contribute solutions in areas such as technology, entrepreneurship, governance, sustainability and social development. The minister said, dialogue is a process to identify talent and creativity of the youth for building a Vikasit Bharat by 2047. Highlighting the importance of the Young Leaders Dialogue, Mr. Mandavia said that the platform reflects the government's commitment to actively engage young minds in nation building.
For the Viksit Bharat Young Leader Dialogue, more than 50 lakh young people participated in the organized quiz competition. Out of those, 3 lakh young people who made it to the merit list were asked to write essay on 10 tracks of Viksit Bharat, and they were assessed by learned professors. After this assignment, the 30,000 young people who made it to the merit list were invited to the state level.
Speaking on this occasion, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval urged the youth to develop decision-making ability to become a leader of developed India in the future. He underlined that the greatest strength of a leader is making the right decisions.
Young people have to make both small and large decisions in their daily lives. And as you grow, you will be the ones making these decisions, ranging from minor matters to major ones. India will certainly become a developed nation. With the speed and momentum Prime Minister Modi has given it, the country is now in an auto mode and will achieve development.
The 3-day event, which commenced yesterday, will conclude on the 12th of this month. In a social media post today, Mr. Modi expressed his eagerness to engage with the nation's youth at the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. The Prime Minister said the country's youth power, driven by remarkable enthusiasm and unparalleled zeal, remains firmly committed to the nation's growth and progress. The Prime Minister will participate in the concluding session of the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 on Monday to commemorate the birth anniversary of Swami Vivekananda in New Delhi. During the program, the Prime Minister will interact with 3,000 youth from across the country, including international delegates. The Prime Minister will also release the essay compilation for Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2026 at the event, featuring selected essays by youth on country's developmental goals and long-term nation-building vision. Home Minister Amit Shah has stressed that self-reliance is pivotal for the nation to emerge as a global powerhouse. He was addressing the National Convention of the Maheshwari community in Jodhpur today. Mr. Shah highlighted that the use of indigenous products will make the country self-sufficient and self-reliant. He also emphasized the importance of promoting native language. He said that youth should learn and speak other languages as well, but must never forget their mother tongue.
I request everyone that as much as possible, we should insist on using indigenous things. Every trader should decide that if there are things made in my country, then I will trade only those. This indigenous is the other side of self-reliance. And along with indigenous, my request to many young friends and parents sitting in front of me is that speak whatever language you have to speak for progress in the world, learn whatever language you have to learn. There is no objection to speaking and learning as many languages as you want, but speak with children at home only in Marwadi and Hindi.
Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Rajasthan Chief Minister Bhajan Lal Sharma and Union Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat also attended the event held at the Marwar International Centre. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The 53rd edition of the New Delhi World Book Fair 2026 opened today in the National Capital. The 9-day book fair brings together over 1,000 publishers from more than 35 countries. The event was inaugurated by Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan. During his address, Mr. Pradhan said, books are carriers of knowledge that bridge generations, preserve the memories of civilizations, and give direction to the society. He hailed the New Delhi World Book Fair as the biggest public celebration of the country's reading culture.
The book fair, which has been held continuously for the last 53 years, has today become a prestigious and reliable platform in the world of global publishing. With more than 2 million readers and the participation of 50-plus countries, it has become the world's largest business-to-consumer book fair today, attempting to bring writers, publishers, and readers together on a unique platform of direct dialogue and participation.
The theme of the New Delhi World Book Fair this year is Indian Military History, Valor and Wisdom at 75. World leaders have condemned Iran's violent crackdown on protesters as nationwide demonstrations continue to flare up across the country. In a joint statement, the foreign ministers of Australia, Canada and the European Union lauded the bravery displayed by the citizens of Iran and urged the regime to stop using lethal force and respect the right to peaceful protest. Protests have spread across several regions, prompting heavy deployment of security forces. Iran has also imposed a nationwide internet shutdown with connectivity reduced to about 1%. Iran's near-total internet blackout continued on Saturday as the country's supreme leader warned of a harsher crackdown on a growing wave of protests that have swept the nation. In his first public address since demonstrations began on 28 December, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei said the Islamic Republic would not back down, accusing protesters of acting on behalf of foreign powers and blaming U.S. President Donald Trump for the unrest driven by Iran's economic crisis. More from our Dubai correspondent.
Reza Pahlavi, Iran's exiled crown prince, has become an increasingly visible opposition figure during the latest wave of nationwide protest, urging Iranians to continue demonstrations and calling on the armed forces to protect the public while positioning himself as a potential steward of a democratic transition. His recent statements emphasize regime change, support to a secular government, and appeals for international backing, including calls for urgent United States intervention as unrest intensifies across Iran. The demonstrations that began on 28th of December have evolved from what authorities initially dismissed as isolated incidents into a sustained challenge to the clerical establishment, with protesters increasingly invoking calls for fundamental political change rather than limited reforms. Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
Federal Chancellor of Germany Friedrich Merz will be on a two-day visit to India from the 12th of this month. According to the Ministry of External Affairs, during the Gujarat leg of his visit, Mr. Merz will pay homage at Sabarmati Ashram and later participate in the International Kite Festival, reflecting the cultural ties between the two countries. Mr. Merz will also hold delegation-level talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi at Mahatma Mandir. The government has refuted an article published by newspaper The Economic Times, which claimed that food business licensing and regulatory approvals have stalled due to issues within the Food Safety and Standards Authority of India, FSSAI. The fact-check unit of the Press Information Bureau has clarified that FSSAI is fully functional and food safety regulation and licensing processes across the country are continuing without any disruption. Chief Justice of India, Justice Suryakant, has said that lawyers should adopt modern technologies as the use of these technologies is rapidly increasing in the judiciary due to the changing nature of crimes. The Chief Justice was addressing judicial officers and lawyers at a felicitation ceremony organized by the Hansi Bar Association at the local judicial complex yesterday. World Hindi Day is being observed today. The day is commemorated every year with the objective to promote use of Hindi language abroad. It aims to encourage the use of Hindi on international platforms, including diplomacy, education and cultural exchange. On this day in 2006, the first World Hindi Conference was held in Nagpur with the aim to promote the language worldwide, and since then, every year, 10th January is being observed as the World Hindi Day. The Ministry of External Affairs and Indian Missions Abroad also observe the day annually. Moving on to sports, in cricket, UP Warriors is set to lock horns with Gujarat Giants today at the Dr. D.Y. Patil Sports Academy in Navi Mumbai in the Women's Premier League. The match is scheduled to begin at 3 p.m. Yesterday in the opening match, Royal Challengers Bengaluru defeated defending champions Mumbai Indians by 3 wickets in Navi Mumbai. In badminton, India's campaign at the Malaysia Open Super 1000 ended today. Two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu bowed out of the tournament after losing the semi-final match against China's Wang Zhiyi 16-21-15-21 in Kuala Lumpur. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange colour warning predicting dense to very dense fog over Rajasthan, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry and Karaikal today. The IMD has also predicted dense fog over Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Madhya Pradesh, Bihar, West Bengal and parts of Northeast till the 13th of this month. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to participate in Somnath Swabhiman Parv and key spiritual events linked with it in Gujarat today. Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue opens in New Delhi. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandaviya says the platform reflects the government's commitment to actively engage young minds in nation building. World Book Fair begins in the national capital. Over 1,000 publishers representing 35 countries taking part in the 9-day event. World leaders condemn Iran's violent crackdown on protesters as nationwide demonstrations continue to flare up. And in Women's Premier League cricket, UP Warriors to lock horns with Gujarat Giants in Navi Mumbai this afternoon. And with that, we end the midday news.